Okay, so we're holding here in the Tshuvas of the Rambam. The next one is a Tshuva Mitoch. It's a Pei's Reish Tes. On the top there's a Reish Tes. And here he was asked a few things. And again, the way the Rambam answers different things is a limud of Natsma, and that's why every word of his is gold. Especially at Tshuva, you have a sense of somebody asking a particular question where he answers to it. So on a Mudresh test, the Shaila Shlishis, it's a bunch of Tshuvas to Talmid Ephraim Mitzur, who he held in great esteem. First one is he brings the Rambam brings at the Chof Dal Dvar Maknas at Tshuva. He says he was asked. In other words, Maimer Reb Yitzchok over here means the Rif. The Rif says Chof Dal Dvar Maknas at Tshuva. The Rambam quotes that, and he asks him, "Tell me, is this a Tesefta or Timotzi B'Talmud Echol Mechabrim? And where did you get this number of Chof Dal? Where did the Rif get it from?" So the Rambam answers, "Zeh minyan ainu b'shemaka gemara. It's not a gemara anywhere. V'loy b'shemaka tesef loy sefer sifri. Omnam haim kiptzam zos mechabrim efsha ainu demi kiptzam. Avel rubam niskor mishnah b'talmud v'ashash v'niskor yoytzim mashen isboya." So Lemaisi says, for convenience sakes, the Rambam put it together as Chof Dalet. When a person is trying to take stock of which averis need first tipul, he has that first. Okay. The next one, on the next page, is a Shaila. The Gemara says there are Asara Batlonim, and that marks a big city is a city where they have Asara Batlonim. So the Yerushalmi says batlonim means they don't do any work, they sit in shul all day, and Yehuda says like somebody like me who still needs to who needs to learn and so on. So what's the pshat? And obviously to the Rambam it's a bit anathema to have 10 people sitting in shul doing nothing. What is he talking about? So the Rambam says pshat yirtzu bazeh. There are 10 people in the town that are ready to any time that need it for public benefit. When a dvar mitzvah or a inyan minyan tzibur comes, they drop their work and they come to the shul. It's not 10 unemployed or idle people. It's 10 people who will drop their work. When you need to get a group together to do, the shul was a central place. This would be parallel to Hatzolah today, Chaverim, all of those different types of groups of people. So these are people that are working, and they are ready at any given moment to drop their work and run for whatever it requires. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Me who doesn't need Talmudein, which is Kachya Girsa." Do you have the wrong girsa? He says. Either you have the wrong girsa, or it's your writer's mistake. The inyan maimer b'Yehuda, what does b'Yehuda mean? Shem hoye tamid chacham, or tamid chacham, bizman ha'islamdus v'aisofa, v'loy shalom adayin, when he was still at the stage that he was developing, v'loy hoye talmudoy oruch b'fiv, and he doesn't have his learning down, lo yimonim mekal ela sabratom, he should not be one of those batlonim. Lefi she'en hu bot l'tzarech etzibu b'eshum islamit v'shoykit, because a person should not be engaged in other things when he's in that stage of development. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't need to learn. So the Rambam gives quite strong guidelines, very, very mistava guidelines, for the interplay between tzarchei tzibur and personal learning. He divides a strong division between people that are in the stage of go of development. In other words, they're learning to get to up to a certain point. And these are hard categories to translate. In the Rambam's day, it was somebody who learned who knew Tanakh, Mishnah, and the basic and the Talmud as we have it, and then he was ready to do Iyun Moseh today, which is the halacha the Rambam brings it. Hard today to say that this, you know, that you would find something like that, and it probably translates to somebody in yeshiva where you feel he's ready to be on his own, something along those lines. Now, however, even if the person is in that stage where he's a Talmud that is sort of in the process, so he does give he qualifies it. If it's an extraordinary inyan, or no one else can do it. Somebody fainted and he's the only person around, he's got to do it. Somebody's stuck in the mud and needs some shut mouth, there's nobody else around. That's the halacha. But this division, this is one of the reasons why, in some places, I mean, we have that issue sometimes here, that the yeshiva will get a call from somebody that a woman or a man passed away. They don't have a minyan to go to the kever, and could we spare some bachurim from the yeshiva to go? It's not right, not appropriate. But it's always very kind of dusty. It's, you know, it's like not a situation. Hulu. I mean, Baruch Hashem, what's happened is there are a group of people who have become like a group of older people that are retired, and they want to do chassadim, and they're available for doing a lot of things. It's a very wonderful thing. But al kapanim, there is a clear distinction between somebody who's plateaued in learning, he is where he is, and he's just learning more, versus somebody that is moving forward and so on. That is the what the Rambam says, and the Asar Batlana means, which is very remarkably similar to Hatzolah today. It's interesting. Okay. Let's skip the next tshuva. The only thing interesting about the next tshuva is it's halacha tshuva, but he says here, he says kachoyah be'esas is bedakdenu bedakus ha'iyim b'chol halacha v'halacha v'rebein ha'godl. He's ba'al and pirshas ha'mishne v'nezgala taimo k'taim rebein ha'kodesh. He says by learning and working out the Mishnah, he was omer on the pshat that Rabbeinu HaKadosh himself intended when he wrote. That's kind of a fascinating statement from the Rambam. Back upon him, Ashayla Shvaseh, Samud Reshut Beis. Ma Inyan Amram, they said, Mipmei Mata Michachomim Mitzun Latzis Torim Ibnehem. Why Tamil Chachomim does Torah not come from the children? Amir Yudah Merav Neshe Mevarchim Torah Tchila. So, the Rambam says, a pshat in this Chazal. You know, he obviously is bothered by, I mean, what kind of Talmud Chacham doesn't say Berachas HaTorah in the morning? It's kind of a strange type of Talmud Chacham. So the Rambam says, I heard a pshat, asher perush lanu bazehu, the pshat I was given, shahi iskabdus milal sefer Torah asura kefi shemevua. A person, even if it's hard for him, if he's called off an aliyah, needs to walk up to get the aliyah. It's like the Rambam brings a person who puts his own comfort and covered ahead of covered Torah, that's bad. So he says, he's covered us. V'talmir chachomim rubam koshalei matnu aliyah sefer Torah rin aliyah. Talmir chachomim tend to be, I guess, old, hard of walking, and therefore they don't easily go and get the aliyah. That's a chisaron in them. That's a pshat that he heard. He then says faket vashenir lana b'firusho u'bechilupze. He says, I think the pshat is almost the opposite. Vehu shadovah sheduktak hu heyois ish tamir chachamim nimtze v'yal mamad kain amaretz. What happens, he said, is that we're talking about a shul where there's a Talmud Chacham who's there and available for an aliyah, but instead of taking the Talmud Chacham, v'yaleh mamodoy koyin amaretz, they take a koyin amaretz to go up instead. Oy mishu tachta b'chachma, somebody not equal to him. V'yikra tchila, u'mipnei she'miyatu b'kvay Torah, because the people who did this were memayit kvar Torah. They don't call up the Talmud Chacham first, they call up somebody else. Then the Einish is that Torah, they don't have Torah from their children. Because a Kohen goes first only when there is a, when they're equal. How we learn that in the Gemara, a little bit difficult. So I'm not sure exactly. It means if they're Talmid Chacham, because Talmid Chachamim, that's why they don't have, the other people don't have children that are Talmid Chachamim. I don't quite get how he fits it into Pshat, but his point is, in a place that you give cover to the Amoraites instead of the Talmid Chacham, the kids are not Talmid Chachamim. One can understand this very simply, that it shows what you value, and by extension, your kids pick up on that. So if you don't value much a Talmid Chacham, then the kids learn from that. I have a cousin in West Orange, modern fellow, very erlich guy, very fine guy, and somebody made up a mitzvah many years ago there. And he invited 5 basketball players, Shreirim and Ivanova, to come at $10,000 a shot to bashayin the bar mitzvah. I don't know if they spoke, but they came. They graced us. So my cousin was extremely annoyed, and he said $50,000. You know, they could hire another rebbe for that. They could do that. I told him, you make a mistake. The Avla is nothing on the other rabbi. There's enough money there to go around to hire more Rebbeim without that. That's not the issue. I said, what's the statement? Would this person pay Rav Soloveitchik $10,000 to come to Bar Mitzvah? The answer is no. Maybe you'd give him a cab, maybe not. So there's a very clear statement about what's valuable in life, what's important in life, who's important in life, and what the relative merit is. That's the Avla. And it's very clear. You know, more than anything else, If does your child want to aspire to something, is measured by what you value. So I would say that there's a derech hateva over here, that if a community is valuing something other than a big Talmid Chacham, the kids will not have the push and the drive to become a Talmid Chacham. Okay, the next one is a halacha shaila, and that's, well, I'm going to skip it. This is about Milas Akum. I'd like to see the one after it. That's on Amud Reish Tesvav. It's next page. Asheila Ashleish Vechon. Maimer Vyechna. Vyechna says, Goy Shasik Vetor Chayv Misa. Haim Zu Halacha. Is this a real Halacha? Haim Yischayev Mizeh. Does that mean we should not teach a goy anything, any of the mitzvahs, except for zayin mitzvahs noach or not? That's the shaila. So Rambam answers: He halacha b'lo yisafik. First of all, it's a halacha. Vim hoyse ad yisol tkif aleim, and if Klal Yisrael was in charge, yimane mitam otach hizgaya. We would not let them learn until the mizgaya. Aval einu nera gemasiv tari. We don't kill people for that. Ki oma chayev misa v'loma nerak. It says chayev misa. That's a shemayim bigger thing. So the difference is zayim mitzvah noach incurs capital punishment. We have a chiyuv to punish. This is not something that we have a chiyuv to punish. It's just a chayev. And then he says umuta lelamid hamitzvus lenotzrim. Christians, you're allowed to teach the mitzvus. Ulamoshchem el hadas. And to draw them closer to Torah. The ain muta davim zelish meilim, but you're not allowed to do it to the Arabs. Now that the fishek, why? What's the difference between the two? I guess it's always the guy is always green on somebody else's pasture. That, you know, he with the Muslims. He said the Christians will be makariv. The Muslims, don't touch. Why? So he says something else. Lefisha kvar yadatem emunosam, sheteirazu eina min hashamayim. They believe that the Torah that we have is not min hashamayim, because yelamdum dovo miksuvera What happened is they hold that our Torah has mistakes in it, and they have it right. So lefi ma she'ir etzlam bilbul ideas from their salad, they hold their right. Lo yizeh raya etzlam hefsan shedeim, they're not going to accept that they're wrong. And if Ashur took the same in the Sodes, Yaskiloshalay in the Brother Fitanosum, Vyat Ukol Pesi, Umishain Latvuna. So they're going to try to show that their Girsa and their version is right. They're not going to accept our version. Vyaza Mishal Yisrael Hasurim Benem Bavanoisam. And it's going to be a Mishal for Kaisel who's amongst them. In other words, by feeding them what it says and giving them things to talk about, you will create a mikshel for Klai Yisrael there. Avol ha'reilim, which means the Christians. Christians don't circumcise, the Ishmael do. Heim yaminu b'nuscha Torah shehu zeh be'enoi. They believe that our nusach is right. Ale shegal ponim b'fir nifsat. But they interpret it differently. V'yafashu b'firushan for some lehem. V'im yedim apir shanochen. If you explain to them what it means, ef sheshachse behen. V'im lo yachsu kashen nirtzeis chaserasam. And if, let's say, they don't do that, it's not going to create a michshol. They don't have a substitute a text to our text. So we're not really feeding them anything that they could use against other Yidden. So it's very interesting. First of all, there is sort of a positive ruach. He says, you know, we teach it to them, they might come, they might accept the emes. You know, it's a fascinating, it's a positive ruach. Also, his understanding that the Christians are, you know, have a better chance of accepting the emes is also fascinating. Okay, one more of these small tshuvas. Be'omram, hayadeh lechashiv tkufus mazos v'nechash. It says somebody has the ability to learn astronomy. What are we talking about? My yetzim is there, and why is it so important? So the Rambam answers: Chishuv tkufos mazolos uchachmas atchuna bechlala. Chishuv tkufos mazolos is astronomy. The Omram kol yadeh veinem echashiv ve pirushay mishu yochol lehoven zois v'yesh lo seichel toiv. As somebody that could understand it, and he has a good mind, and he's learned enough, what's the right word for it, introductory material, so that he can pick up astronomy. That's so anyone who has a mind with a level of introductory material that he could study astronomy, and he's not osik in it, that's bad. He asked me, what's the point of it? Reb Meir says in the Braisa that if you look into the Maisa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the world around. And therefore, all of the more profound understanding of the world around you is going to give you a stronger understanding of Misham Vayayla. The Rambam at the beginning of Yisrael Torah makes that the cornerstone of Avos Hashem, the ability for a person to see the profundity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria and recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu from that. So the Rambam is quite clear that it is an Inyan. Obviously, it's somebody who can handle it, who's got, you know, if you have to put all your studying into it, and you don't have time to learn Torah, and you don't know Torah, so that's a schar b'fseidei. But akapanim, that's how Rambam learns this. Okay, one more, another letter. This letter is an extraordinary letter. It's really a stunning letter from the Rambam, and it's a side of Rambam you wouldn't recognize from anywhere else. This is Igeres of Rabbi Ephes Hadayin. Rabbi Ephes Hadayin was somebody who learned with the Rambam. The Rambam was in Yisrael for a year. He with his father when they ran away from Morocco, and they were there for a year, and then the Rambam went off to Cairo. Rabbi Ephes Hadayin, I don't know if he ended up in Yisrael or in Iraq, but he did not end up there, and they hadn't connected over they hadn't connected since they left. So he addresses him. Goin gdolos tushas moronov rabbanon yefes hachocham amevin hadayin amaskil shamrei utzuroi ben kimoron rabbanon yo hadayin achazat zame es oyavei from his lover hahoimel feirudoi who is still emotional about his leaving hamispalol lohisiv kvoidoi and is mispalol that he should that he should do well, he should be successful. I got your letter, which I looked forward to, or you know, something that I cherished. And I was very, very disturbed by what you wrote. Basically, he wrote to him a letter saying, "How come I never heard from you?" He basically sort of told the Rambam, "You're not a mensch. You haven't written to me since we left. You know, so it was like 10 years or something." You're complaining that I did not write to you first and ask you about how you're doing, how I'm doing since we left Eretz Yisrael. He says, and I didn't write you a letter. Vadai, he says, Zeho inyan shehizkarta, this point that you mentioned, bo lelamed v'nimtza lamed. You're presenting one thing, but I deduce the opposite. You betrayed me, I didn't betray you. In other words, and where were you? Like, what happened? The post office doesn't work down in Iraq? A few months after we departed, my father died. Ubo kisve tanchume mekzei mayrev ve'eretz edoim mimal kam chadashim. And I got letters mechtabit tanchumim from the furthest end of the west and the east. Some that takes months to get there. Ve'atalo santo duchozois. You didn't bother to write me a condolence card. Gam eruli tsaris rabbis glusar mitzrayim. I had tremendous tsaris mitzrayim mecholoyim. Health issues, hefsed mammon, loss of money, vamidas meisan argeni, and people tried to get the king to kill me. Varoa gdoila shabada bachrena, and the terrible, the worst misfortune that befell me, shiroa mikoil rosh avalai, miyomisayimazeh, the worst possible misfortune, huptiras hatzadik zatzal, it's the ptira of his brother Reb David, shetova biam hodu, his ship drowned in the Indian Ocean. He had a lot of money that was mine, his, and other people's money. And he left over an almana and a young daughter by me. For a year after I heard the news, I was sick. I had terrible eczema. And was depressed, terribly depressed. I almost was gone. And until this very day, it's almost 8 years, I'm still in mourning. I haven't come to myself. How could I become consoled? He was like a son to me. Al Birkai Godal, he was raised on my knees. Vuhoya Ach, he was a brother to me. Vuha Talmud, he was a Talmud. Vushay Noisim Leisim Beshuk, Maviach, and Ishel Vetach. He did business and would support me. Vehaven B'Talmud Meheran, he was a Talmud Chachim. Vehaven B'Digduk Aloshin Yesa. And he knew Digduk very well. By the Rambam, this Digduk was an incredibly important, in many places he speaks about. My main joy was seeing him, greeting him, meeting him. Arva kol simcha, I've lost any joy. V'holach lechay olam, he went on. V'nichani nivol beretz nachia, he left me dazed in a strange country. Kol eis she'erek sav yodoy, I say his svarim. Anytime I see his handwriting or one of his svarim, yahafach alay libi v'yorei goynai, I again become mournful. I feel it's like, you know, the pasuk, I'm going to mourn him until I go to my end myself. Velule Atorah Shashoy, if not for the Torah that would have that became my that I became engaged in, V'divra Chachmas Shashaka Ben Yigoni, and Chachma which helped me forget my sorrow, Azavara Dibonya, I would have been a lost person. And then he says, V'ani Becholzais Eni Koyvale Al Chacham Al Tam L'Reya Meyuda. I mourn the loss of our friendship a lot more than that. I complain and mourn about that a lot more. Shani vehu, I and you v'abba morizatzal. Ani, I, my brother v'abba morizatzal, and my father v'ato and you. Arbateinu alach nubes Hashem b'rogesh. All four of us went to yeshiva together with tremendous umph. V'loy sha'alta v'loy darashta. And you didn't ever bother. So we were a foursome, a tight foursome, where we were always together in everything we did, and that's it. You didn't bother to ask. And he had sent them a letter asking for some sort of document. So I should not have answered. Aval, however, avasi arucha shmura. My love for you is still there and preserved. I will never forget that we went through desert and forest to seek out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't hold any grudge against you. I'll call Pshoim Tchas Ha'ava because love covers Okay. Hello. I'm sorry. For some reason got cut off. He said, but if the unmute. Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. I got cut off. I'm not sure what happened exactly.
It was my fault. I guess it ended up the meeting, so everyone has to join again.
Okay. I'm everybody's here. I mean, I see Alex. I see Jonathan. I see you. Where's Vicky?
No, another two are missing. But okay.
Tzviki's there, and okay, everybody's in.
Sorry
okay.
About that.
So he says, for kametzale v'kosher be'enai derches man shamarta. We know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows how difficult it is. Ha'oisin yehetiv charlat moves. If you'd be here, I would mechabed you and I would help you and I'd do whatever I could. I'm so happy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent you a very harsh son, Rebel Yoah, Talmud HaMeivin, Shemat Yoshaisi Betoire, Vishnov and Lachash, Volach Bedach Toiva, Tachas Avaser Yubanech, Rin Yotzen, Shvat Aleph, Tov Tzadik Vav. Incredible. The Rama had feelings. He had friends that he missed. He cared about people. It's incredible. I read this, you know, when I did the biography of the Rambam, and my son-in-law, in Eretz Yisrael, Eliyahu, he was on a Shabbaton with his kids in Shivitana, in the Mir Shivitana, they were on Shabbaton, and at some session Shabbaton, he read them this letter without saying who the author is, and he asked them to guess who the author is. Nobody guessed it's Ram, obviously. When he told them, they wouldn't believe him until he didn't show it inside, because everybody knows that Ram had no feelings, certainly had no friends, certainly couldn't care less, and he certainly didn't get depressed that his brother died, and he certainly wasn't at his wits' ends, and this whole side of it, it's incredible. It's incredible, his feelings. It's incredible the way he says what brought us together was the four of us searched for Rebbeinu Shlom together. We were Oisik in Ruchnis together. The fact that he says, I want to be honest about my feelings, but I want to lift myself above my feelings. I don't know. It's an incredible letter. It's just something that it's one letter that's a whole nother dimension of a person. Okay. Any questions? Any points? Anything of
The Rambam says the Baruch Atah Tchila. The Gemara Dam says it about the Churban Osa.
Yes.
same shot, like.
I don't know. In other words, over there, it's not so hard to understand. Okay, so you could, let's say you could be literal about it. You could say that they, nobody was mevarach Torah tchila. That's fine. But here it says specific Talmid Chacham. Many Talmid Chacham Motzi. Today on Klal Yisrael, so just like Klal Yisrael, many were even avodah zarah. Many didn't do this. Okay, so we're talking about the Oiv HaAveira. But here the Gemara says the best of the So that's hard to understand. I think that's why he needed to have a different shot over here. Okay, Beseda, good.
You have to unmute yourself if you want to ask a question.
Hello?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
If we're supposed to value Tommy to come in, obviously above almost everybody else, or they were supposed to show our kids that we value them. How do we value like a Ben Torah? How do we show our kids that we value a Ben Torah in the same way? Is it supposed to be the same level, or is it supposed to be like noticeably below? Like a somebody who's a Ben Torah, who's just a working person, not the same as like a Rosh Hashiva.
You have to find markers where every Adam gets covered. There's a Rev Shalom Shadron writes in his Hakdama, Reb Leib Chasman was his Rebbe. He was the Mashkiach in Hebron, and in the Sefer Or Yohil, which is Reb Leib Chasman's Mamorim, Reb Shalom Shadron put it out and he writes Hakdama. So he says that he was a young Yerushalmi kid and he came to learn in Hebron Yeshiva, and Reb Leib Chasman took an interest in him. So the first time he met Reb Leib Chasman, he was sitting opposite Reb Leib Chasman, and Reb Leib asked him, could you get me a glass of water, please? So he said, sure. And he got up to get the water, and Reb Leib went around and stood in front of him and says, where are you going? He says, to bring the Rebbe a glass of water. He says, the Rebbe? And an old sick man asked for a glass of water that you don't have to? Only Rebbe's? That was his chinuch, like to wean him off the Yerushalmi thing. It's hard. You do have to have markers, and you do need to be able to make some distinction and say, because you know he's somebody who's Oisik in Torah has a maimed because of it. It's always hard to find a formula that is mechabed one person, not mevazer the other person. But that's the trick of it. But you're right. You need to mechabit people that are chashev, and you need to have a special place for somebody that's oisik in Tyre and so on. Okay. Good. Beseda, good night. Okay.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.